Duncan Wolf live in the Auction Community Studios. Good morning. And I'm not even going to introduce the guest that's on the Coulter Automotive Group sports line, because after listening to Ron Wolfley's A, digital download on DeAndre Ayton, and then B, getting the special surprise after he already said, "I got something to say," then come to find out he hears the old freestyle on DeAndre Ayton. Good morning, mystery guest. The floor is yours for whatever you need to say to Ron Wolfley.
I'm not calling because I have a Suns game this week or two ASU games. I'm simply calling because as I'm listening to Wolf, and I know that the two of us were in a hole, a major hole after the last two games of the Cardinal season. But Wolf has gone into Holeville to stay, Doug, because the language that I just heard, what did he say, sus?
Dude was shook and a little sus.
Shook?
Yeah,
dude. I mean, what?
David,
who are you?
David,
I don't even know you anymore.
You've got to listen to the young crunks that are out there, David.
This is proof, Wolf. This is proof. You've gone into the hole to stay. You need to pull yourself out. That's it. That's all I had to say.
No, you know what? I love it, David. While we got you here, though, you know, what do you think of the Phoenix Suns and what you're seeing right now? And in particular, I would say DeAndre Ayton and what he did in the last game.
You know, Doug mentioned that Oregon game as a freshman. I always point back to that because I was there, and that was the day that Sean Miller did not coach, and a lot of people said he's coached his last game at Arizona, and DeAndre Ayton will not play the rest of the year because DeAndre Ayton got named.
Yeah.
And Ayton's mom came out with a statement, and DeAndre was furious, and he went off in that first half. I mean, he was dribbling the ball up the floor and dunking on guys. And I said, man, if he does that, look out. Look
yeah,
out, NBA.
Right.
And the other night, Wolf, you talked about it. I mean, there were glimpses of that. But, you know, where's the consistency? And, look, they looked at trading him last summer. It didn't work out. I think they're still trying to figure out, is this guy going to get it? And I hope he does. But at what point do you say – it's not going to happen. I don't know. I'm not saying we're there. I'm asking the question. When do we say that? And maybe they think it's after this year. And maybe it, because of COVID, you know, last year was messed up and this year's a little messed up. So let's wait till the middle of next year. I don't know the answer to that.
It's a great question. And you think about last year, it feels like 2020 was a 10-year year. But it starts with game one against Dallas and, of course, Luka. Then a 25-game suspension. Then he finally comes back, and bam, you get the Rudy Gobert March COVID, we're done, and then you get the bubble. So it's been such a strange second year for DeAndre, and then it looked like he was falling on his face for year three, and then you get this one game, and he's such a good dude. Dave, it's so hard not to believe wholeheartedly, okay, now you've got it, and yet logic says you can't go there. But I believe in Chris Paul and I believe in Monty, and that to me is kind of what's different about every other glimpse of DeAndre Ayton, is that the Suns for the first time have stability when DeAndre Ayton shows you something.
Look, I think Ryan McDonough, the players that he brought in with Ayton, you know, Mikal Bridges was his draft. I think Bridges has exceeded expectations. Yeah. And then I think James Jones has done a phenomenal job. I really do. I mean, I think he's trying to build this like the Miami Heat. And, you know, with a coach like Monty Williams, you can have that kind of culture. This team's close. They really are. But he holds the key. I believe he holds the key. And you've got to figure out, is this the guy that fits our culture? Because, you know, DeAndre is wildly talented, but he's immature. We know that. And it's not immature in a bad way. It's just he's a kid.
Yeah.
And some people – I mean, Luka Doncic is so mature for his age because he's been playing against professionals. He's been playing against men since he left home at age 12 or whatever it was.
That's right. That's
you know,
a good point.
DeAndre's not there. He's just not there yet. So – you've got to determine over the next – I think you got to give him the rest of the season at least the rest of the season because he's so talented. I don't know if you want to give up on him yet. If you can get somebody like Karl-Anthony Towns, I'm not sure that automatically your culture is that much different
Carl Anthony obviously is an incredible offensive player, but from a defensive standpoint, you're not going to get more than what you're getting with DeAndre Ayton. So you got to make that determination. I wouldn't do it yet. I would wait. That's just me.
What's interesting to me, David, is just the fact that, and I know you follow this closely, but the Suns are turning up the heat on DeAndre Ayton. They're turning up the heat. Last year, they didn't turn up the heat. Last year, they were defending DeAndre Ayton a lot of the time, right? And just saying, yeah, you got to relax. You just, listen, you have to be patient. This year, they're turning it up. Monty Williams is coming out saying this last week, everybody's been talking to him, right? Monty Williams is turning up the pressure and the expectation. That tells me there's been a paradigm shift within the organization that says, all right, we've tried this, and this did not work. So now we're going to that. And whether or not that will work, that remains to be seen. But I think this is a situation where DeAndre Ayton has got to show, I agree with you, he's got to show improvement, vast improvement, by the end of this season.
I agree exactly with what you just said. I think, again, from what I understand, they looked to move him this past summer. So clearly they feel that the time is now for DeAndre.
Yes.
And does he know that? Does he know that? Does he recognize that? Does he understand the gravity of the situation?
Right.
That if he doesn't figure it out, he's going to be playing somewhere else. But look, I think James Jones has proven a lot. I really do.
Yeah.
And I think you hired the right guy in Monty. The arrow is pointing up for this franchise. It's just still going to be up and down for a little bit. I'm curious about tonight. Again, I have him Friday against Denver with Jeff, but I'm curious how they play tonight after Ayton looked great, but he still lost the game.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
We're talking to Dave Pasch, Cardinals play-by-play voice, ESPN play-by-play voice of both NBA basketball, college football, and college basketball. Suns lose a week of games due to COVID. You've got back-to-back ASU-U of A games, and it feels like ASU plays a game three times a month, and that's about it. And usually it's the other team that's got coronavirus issues. As you're going through your broadcast schedule and you're talking to guys, you're talking to teams, do you feel like it's an equal distraction? Do you feel like some teams are handling weird schedules better than others? Have you noticed any trends of how to get through guys not having any idea whether they're playing the night they have a game on their schedule?
Yeah, no, it's a great question, Doug. I've covered teams that have had, I have not had Oregon yet, but I've had them four times, meaning I prepared for four Oregon games. They've all been postponed. Oregon against UCLA twice. Mm. One time the game got postponed because of the refs, the officials. The game actually was going to start. It got delayed. They were waiting for a test for an official, and it came back inconclusive. They had to postpone it. So to answer your question, it's been different. I've had some teams where they haven't had any issues. But ASU, obviously, it's just really hurt them because a lot of their bench, and then, you know, having Remy Martin, you know, look, the death of Remy's grandfather has really been hard, from what I understand, on him. And he was very close to him. And look, that was big for the games that they had a couple weeks ago. Mm. So, you know, I think there's a chance. And look, and then they've got issues that go beyond COVID, mono, injuries. I mean, it's all hit at once. I still believe in ASU. I still think that they're really good. I think the world of Bobby. So I expect them to be better the second half of the conference season. Mm-hmm.
David, I hope the rest of your day isn't a little sus. I hope it's all.
Oh, no.
I hope it's Gucci.
Get out of your Cardinal hole, Wolf. There's still hope. There's a future. I don't use that kind of language. I never want to hear that kind of language come out of your mouth that I just heard about 15 minutes ago.
Right. That's so lit.
Oh no.
Hey, I hope you and your squad get along great today, David. Thank you, bro.
Oh, my goodness. What happened to you?
Yeah. You know what's really scary is Dave Pasch is now thinking, I can't wait to get back with Bill Walton. Thank you, Dave. Good to talk to you.
Sorry to hijack the show.
All right, David. Always. Anytime, brother.